From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good afternoon, the Bill Michaels Show. We're on the air. We are glad to have you. We are anticipating sports. We're salivating for sports. We're going to talk some Brewers baseball coming up here in just a few. Arash Markazi, the LA Times sports reporter, wrote a story about Ryan Braun. Going to be talking to him coming up here momentarily. And then we're going to hear from Ryan Braun coming up in the next segment. But, hey, if you're looking for a great getaway destination, so many of you took the advice and you did some social distancing up north. And I got a couple of really nice emails back about the Pine Mountain Resort and the Four Seasons Island Resort. Both places, you can avoid the big crowds, beautiful mountain retreat, or a secluded island fun spot with a lot to do, plus casual and fine dining, all within an easy drive. Casey wrote me and said, hey, great suggestions on the Four Seasons Island Resort. The kids had a blast in the big indoor pool. And you're right about the ice cream parlor. Very, very cool. We had a great time, even though my husband did sing karaoke at Boundary Waters Bar, sports bar downstairs. But the food was great. The atmosphere was fantastic. Thanks again for the suggestion. I've been saying for a long time, these are one-tank trips. And if you're not going to do the big trips and you're not going to take the family on a cruise, you're not going to Mexico, you're not going to the West Coast, the East Coast, Florida, whatever it happens to be, you're not traveling internationally, maybe you just do a couple of these getaways. And right now, it's affordable. The Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin. Again, large indoor pool, nine-hole golf course, an executive-style course, easy access to miles of ATV trails. And by the way, it's surrounded by water, so it's great for fishing, kayaking, and boating. Pine Mountain Resort in Iron Mountain, Michigan, that's right next to the Timberstone Championship Golf Course. But there's plenty to do off the course, like whitewater rafting, hiking, boating, and so much more. And you buy three nights in July, you get two nights free at either of the resorts. Visit PineMountainResort.com or TheFourSeasonsWI.com. That's PineMountainResort.com or TheFourSeasonsWI.com. And look for the season of savings rate when you're booking your summer getaway right now. But the offer ends at the end of the month, so make sure you get booked and go. It's a lot of fun. And Casey, thank you very much for the kind email. And that's what we're here for. You know, when you talk about advertising, that's what it does. But I've been at both, and they're just, just really cool. A really cool place. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and do so. Hey, we were talking before about the season and getting things underway, and are we pushing this? A lot of reaction over on the Facebook fan page to this, and I wanted to touch base for a second here because I had a lot of people that responded. This one's from Joe. Joe writes in Wendy's email inbox and over on the Facebook fan page and says, yes, we want our sports. Yes, we want it now. Yes, we're rushing it back. I don't think most Americans care, and most sports fans certainly don't, and bettors certainly don't. The only thing that changes for the bettors is who is going to be on the roster and who is not, or who is playing that day and who is not. But I think we want sports back just because we are so bored with our own lives. We don't care about those who want to perform for us. I don't think it's that we don't care, Joe. I think it's that because we do. I think as fans we do. We do give a damn about our athletes and about the guys that we look up to or girls that we look up to. But I think we are just inundated right now with a lot of stuff. You know, I just during the break, I walked downstairs and the television's on and the news is on. And the first thing they're talking about is the rise in COVID cases and the amount of testing. Now, the one thing to remember is hospitalization in the state of Wisconsin specifically is at an all-time low since this thing really got underway. So it's not like we're suffering under this mass influx of people heading to emergency rooms. But the number of cases are going up, confirmed cases, because testing is becoming more and more prevalent each and every day. So the cases are going up, but the hospitalization, the seriousness of this from early on has gone down, and it's at the lowest it's been since this real pandemic had begun. So that, but you hear the numbers, and it becomes staggering. You hear about more positive tests, more positive cases, more violence. Gun violence over the weekend was, you know, just horrific in many areas of the country. You know, you're inundated with that. You talk about the 8-year-old girl that was shot in Atlanta. The amount of killings and shootings in Chicago is just mind-blowing. Mind-blowing about the amount of just violence. You know, and so many things going on in our world politicized. It's just, there's so many different things right now that are going back and forth. So anyway, it's just that there's a lot of different things you just want to escape from, and sports provides that. That's what we want. It's not necessarily that we have to have our sports. It's that we have to have our sports because it's something that is live, it's in front of us, and, well, probably is a good escape. Hey, some breaking news out of the PGA Tour. And by the way, breaking news in the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network brought to you by the Dell Technology Small Business Podference. Go listen at radio.com/Dell. The PGA Tour, which originally, the Memorial Tournament in Columbus, Ohio, was originally going to have spectators, but with support of nationwide and local government officials, they have canceled the plans to be among the first professional sports leagues with fans in attendance. The decision was made out of an abundance of caution as focus heightens on player experience and television presentation. The PGA and the Memorial Tournament presented by Nationwide announced that despite the robust health and safety plan and the state of Ohio approval for limited patron attendance, the world-renowned event founded by Jack Nicklaus will instead be held without fans on site and with no pro-am due to the rapidly changing dynamics of the COVID-19 pandemic. The news comes as many of the world's best players arrived at Muirfield Village. If you've ever been there, it's a beautiful, beautiful place. I've actually been privileged enough to play there a couple times when I did radio in Columbus years and years and years ago. But they just, you know, feel that it's probably right now in everybody's best interest to not put people together. And, you know, Jack Nicklaus, the entire Memorial staff says that we applaud the leadership, diligence, and partnership it took from that staff, the county, and the city leadership to build a solid plan that would allow for limited attendance at the next week event. But given the broader challenges communities are now facing due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, we need to stay focused on the number one priority for our return to golf, and that is the health and safety of all involved. While it was a difficult decision, it was one made collectively, and we are appreciative of the process undertaken to that point that's going to allow us to welcome on-site fans when the time is right. In the meantime, we have no doubt that the Memorial Tournament will once again be an incredible championship and deliver the best competitive environment for our players and utmost entertainment to our fans all around the world. So, don't forget, Governor DeWine of Ohio approved in mid-June the phase approach to allowing on-site fans and guests to the tournament, but they just feel that they can't get it done safely enough. And I think we're gonna find that among almost everything. We're gonna find that more and more and more. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. So the Memorial Tournament, presented by Nationwide, announcing that next week's event, not going to have spectators, not going to have fans in the stands like was originally hoped. It just isn't going to happen. We are changing so fast and so dramatically with spiking numbers that many – here's the thing, too. Many entities are just afraid. They don't want to open the gates and then have people start suing them and spend all your money in litigation just trying to get out from underneath. And that's part of it as well, and I completely understand that. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Would love to hear from you. When we come back after the break, we're going to hear from Ryan Braun, don't forget. Arash Markazi is going to join us a little bit later on in the program. So a little tied up right now. There's a lot going on, obviously. A lot of breaking news, a lot of baseball news today, a lot of NBA news today. The Bucks closing down their facility. That was announced yesterday due to a COVID scare. So a lot of things going on. Unfortunately, you're not hearing the news of, you know, hey, everybody heading down to Orlando, everybody's healthy and safe. And no, not getting that at all. Not getting that at all. Because what you're getting right now is a lot of teams, a lot of people asymptomatic, thank God, but a lot of people walking around with COVID that didn't know it, going, oh, really? I didn't know that happening. How are we looking? And not looking very good, unfortunately. Not looking very good, unfortunately. This one's from Mark. Mark says, it is going to be a different season for sure. You could only ask individual people as to whether or not an asterisk should go in front of the season and the championship or not. I, for one, as long as we see sports competitively being played and they're all on the same playing surface, then I can't complain about it whatsoever. The champion out of all of that, it would be nothing different than a very shortened tournament-style play. We would crown a champion then as well. This is from Kathy, who says the Japanese leagues are starting to allow fans at the games. Why can't we? Again, Kathy, you're asking me, as much as I want to give you a stand-pat answer and just say, this is the reason why, here we go. It's kind of beyond my pay grade when we start talking about the medical aspect of things and what's right for communities and not right for communities. You know, like I said before, I said you can look at things where on one hand you're hearing, and again, I don't know what the right information is, but you hear that, well, indoor, like bars and restaurants, you got to close those down because it's being, you know, alcohol consumption begins to reduce the inhibitions, which causes us to talk louder or talk over one another or become more aggressive in our speech. Therefore, we're spraying more droplets of breath or something like that upon people. But if you're doing it outside, that seems to be okay. But then we've had protests in this country. We've had marches in this country. And that seems to be okay. But if you got to close down the beaches for people being close to one another, well, that doesn't seem to be okay. And so there's two different styles of philosophy here. I don't know what's right. I don't. I just know that, you know, the Japanese officials seem to feel that they've got a handle on this, and therefore they're going to start allowing fans. Look, they were going to allow fans at Muirfield Village next week for the memorial in golf. But because of the escalation in spikes recently, they're saying let's you know, slow our roll a little bit. They're not canceling the tournament. They're just going to slow the roll when it comes to fans. I would love to see fans in the stands, and I hope it happens sooner rather than later. But I also want to make sure that it's done right and it's done as safe as possible. You know, and I'm sure you're probably one of those fans that wants to get back to the ballpark. You want to get back to the tailgating experience. You want to have the hot dogs and brats going, the hamburgers, some bags being tossed, flying the flags, cranking up the stereo. I do. And if I'm not at the game, I want to be riding the tractor, want to be cutting the grass, listening to the game with Euchre or watching it with Brian and Bill on television. Yeah, I want all that to get underway. The unfortunate thing is that wanting it and having the ability to do it are two drastically different things. When we come back, we're going to hear from Ryan Braun. We're also going to be talking with, at the bottom of the hour, Arash Markazi of the LA Times. He's going to give us a buzz back. He got a little bit tied up, but that's okay. We'll get him at the bottom of the hour. Ryan Braun, your Milwaukee Brewers. He's going to be, you're going to hear his comments coming up here in just a few. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. And at Quick Trip, don't forget right now, they've got the Quick Bake Shop cookies going on, $2.99 a 12-pack, or the Kitchen Cravings 5-ounce sirloin steaks, three of them for $5. Or the Pothole Pizza is there at Quick Trip as well. So they have a lot happening. Today, the Caruba Gold Coffee, any size, only $1. That is from our friends over there at Quick Trip. Stay tuned. You're going to hear from Ryan Braun coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
If you are out and about, maybe you took a drive this weekend, you drove through endless cornfields around the area, there's something to remember when you start looking through those cornfields, that a lot of farmers still are hurting, okay? That's the one thing that you need to remember, is that farmers in the area are hurting, not just in Wisconsin, but throughout the upper Midwest. And when you look around the endless fields, you know that this is where it's all in your face. A good portion of that corn is grown for ethanol, in case you didn't know. That's a motor fuel. I've told you about it for the 20-year-old myths and all that kind of stuff, about subbing food for fuel, and it takes more energy to make ethanol. Check out all the facts, okay? Really encourage you to get educated. abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. Wisconsin farmers and manufacturers, the upper Midwest, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, all hurting. Survey shows that COVID has raised the awareness for buying things that are locally produced. Unleaded 88 and E85 are exactly that. They are fuels for your car that are produced by farmers and manufacturing workers right here in the state of Wisconsin. And by the way, they're good for the environment as well. So buy local. It's an easy decision when you think about it, really. If your car is less than 18 years of age, you can probably run unleaded 88. And if you've got the green flex fuel badging or E85 badging on it, you can run the E85. Find out everything at abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org. And see for yourself what it is. Don't take my word for it. See for yourself what it is I'm talking about. That's abetterfuel.org. Again, abetterfuel.org. So Ryan Braun comes into summer camp, says he's feeling good.
I feel really good. For all of us, obviously, our preparation was a lot different during quarantine than it would have been if we were preparing for a regular spring training. So, I think everybody's in different places physically. For me personally, I'm in a good place. I feel good. It's great to get out here, and go through the beginning stages of a summer training again, where you go through the soreness and everything that you go through early in camp. So, I'm sure the next week to 10 days will be telling, but as of now, I feel really good.
He then talks about what it's going to be like, because remember, we keep talking about no fans in the stands, right? So what is it going to be like playing baseball for the first time in a long time without people cheering for you?
It'll be drastically different. None of us know what to expect, because none of us have been through something like this before. So, we'll have to create our own energy. I think that we're depending on the public address announcer and whoever's doing the music on a daily basis to create some energy for us as well. But it'll be a lot different. Obviously we love having the fans here. We love the home field advantage that they help create for us, and the atmosphere and environment. And big games here is electric, and it's as loud as it is anywhere in baseball. So we will certainly miss that. I don't know whether at some point in the season some small amount of fans are let into stadiums or not. We would love for that to be the case, but ultimately, we will abide by whatever they suggest that we do, but it'll be significantly different than what we're used to.
Now, one of the exciting things, because many coaches and such are being asked, hey, if you're over the age of 50, 60, 60, 65 probably is the cutoff point, but we don't want you back because we don't want to put you at risk. One guy that is coming back that said he will be back in the broadcast booth is Bob Uecker, who I just mentioned. Now, Ryan Braun said he's excited that Uecker is going to be back.
Yeah, man. I mean, I stayed in touch with Uecker pretty often throughout the last few months. We all love him. He represents everything that's good about our game, our city, our team. He's just such a special human. And I do think that for fans, being able to hear his voice on a daily basis will be one sense of normalcy in an otherwise drastically different season. So, we're excited for the fact that he'll have an opportunity to be here.
Now, with the advent of the National League adopting the DH and this shortened season, there was some consideration that Ryan Braun may just at the end of this season, had it gone normally, this may be his last season, whether it's as a Brewer in Major League Baseball. Now, with the circumstances changing, when you start to contemplate whether or not it is you're going to retire, first of all, you don't get the travel around the league via your swan song. And secondly, he says shortened season, DH, different circumstances. It's probably more than likely he's going to play at least another year.
My focus for now is just on this year, right? It's trying to prepare for this season, embrace the uniqueness of what this season will bring. I think that for me personally, playing a smaller number of games is something that's beneficial. I think I've been able to be pretty good the last few Septembers, because when I know that it's a smaller sample size we're working with, I can just kind of focus on sprinting to the finish line. So I think for now I'm focused on this year. Obviously, I love everything about this city, this organization, and I'm incredibly close with the Atanas. So the goal would certainly be, if I play another year, to play here. But for now, the focus is just on trying to get the most out of every day, prepare for this season, and again, embrace the uniqueness of what will be a very different baseball season.
So in the very end, when he talks about coming back and playing, again, and yes, this is a different baseball season, but if he comes back, whether or not that season's going to be here in Milwaukee or possibly somewhere else. Well, we'll wait and see. That was Ryan Braun, by the way, on a Zoom call. So some of the audio isn't the best in the Zoom calls. We all know that if you've ever used Zoom before, at times it's as clear as a bell, and other times it starts to matriculate to where it becomes a little bit distorted. But you get the gist of it. Stay tuned, because when we come back, Arash Merkazi of the LA Times, he wrote a story about Ryan Braun. I'm going to talk to him about that coming up here after the bottom of the hour. Also, one local team, they shut it down for a few days. They had a positive test. We'll tell you what else is going on besides the Bucks. And after the top of the hour, you're going to hear from Christian Yelich. Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Wisconsin wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Why you wanna tell me how to live my life?
Welcome back. Hey, I want to remind you, our friends at Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery and Ironwood Golf Course, we are going to be there making an appearance on August 3rd. Our cigar dinners are back, and this one includes golf, some cocktails, a lot of fun, and it's selling quick. So if you're considering going, it's just west of Milwaukee. Come on out. Enjoy some golf. A fun day on the links. Going to play nine holes. Going to have some dinner. Tell a lot of great stories. Have a lot of fun. They give a lot of stuff away as well. It's well worth the amount of money you spend just to come out and get a ticket for this. But tickets are on sale right now out at Ironwood Golf Course in Sussex. Go out and see the GM out there, my buddy Mike Lehman. If not, go to TobaccoOutletPlusGrocery.com. That's TobaccoOutletPlusGrocery.com or something in the area when you talk about Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery as well. In the Waukesha area as well, because they have the tickets. I was just at the one right up the street from my house over the weekend, and they have the tickets on sale there. So by all means, go ahead and check that out. A lot of chatter about the Milwaukee Brewers, some possibilities. You just heard from Ryan Braun there of him coming back and playing again next season after what was thought to be his final season. Now you've got a DH possibly. Now you've got some things changing. Arash Merkazi of the LA Times, the sports reporter there, wrote a story about Ryan Braun, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you doing today, Arash?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, glad to have you. So you tell me, you got a chance to talk with Ryan Braun and pick his brain and kind of get ready for this upcoming season, but which is obviously very odd. But give me your first impressions.
Well, I would say kind of surprised at how all right, so he's like optimistic there's going to be a season, but then at times during the interview, like he was basically saying, like, I'm not sure if we're going to have a season. So he would go back and forth, you know, because he just had a son who's 1 month old. He's got two other younger children and a wife, and he left them behind. I think he wants to just see if they're going to have a season. So they're not going to arrive there until they play games for like the first week. And I think he also wants to figure out, you know, what is that even going to look like? What are games going to look like? Can my family go to the game? If they can't go to the game, what's the point? So there's a lot of questions, and I think I don't think he's unique in that respect. I think there's a lot of players returning right now who are trying to figure out, what is this thing going to look like?
When, and we get a lot of this, I'm sure you do too, when people, friends walk up to you and go, hey, there's going to be a sports season, it's almost like they're just wanting you to say yes. And they're wanting to tell you, they're wanting you to tell them good things, because there's a lot of people that just want it right now for that 3 hour escape of a day. I think that, do you get the sense the players want that? A guy like Ryan Braun wants that as well?
I think so. I think at the end of the day, these guys are players, they're competitors. They want to go back to work, they want to have a season. And so, you know, but at the same time, like they want it to be as safe as possible. And so when you pick up the newspaper, you turn on the TV or whatnot, and it's like, new high numbers, and it's like it's concerning, because the baseball, as you know, is not going to be in this confined bubble environment. So what he was saying is like even if the case numbers are good in Wisconsin, for example, or in Milwaukee specifically, we're still going to go on a plane and fly to Chicago or somewhere else and stay at a hotel and go to the opposing clubhouse. And so they're in a unique spot because they're trying to make it work without this, you know, confined space where you're testing all the time.
I found part of your column interesting in the sense that I get it, because if you've ever had a chance to travel to spring training, get in the clubhouse and see these guys interact, when he talks about Christian Yelich and the guys making it fun, they really do. There is a connection inside that clubhouse, unlike a lot of clubhouses I've walked into. And I think not only playing the game and the competitive side of things, but I think the guys, the clubhouse that they have built, the atmosphere that they have built, almost draws you back into it, doesn't it?
Exactly. You know, and I've gotten to know these guys just because they're in Los Angeles during the off season. So they're really close. They spend a lot of time together. They're on a text, you know, group chat or whatnot together. So, you know, I mean, I think if this is Ryan's last season, which he has hinted that it could be, I think he wants to see it through. I think it would be tough if, for example, we play 20 games and then all of a sudden then the numbers spike and they have to, you know, finish the season and not have a completion. So I think he would like to come back, but he just doesn't know what it's going to look like right now.
Do you get a sense that the players are scared?
Some of them are. I mean, I think a part of them, and it's not even just so much themselves. I mean, if they're going to go back home, you know, they don't want to, you know, be, you know, have the virus and then they take it home to their wives or their kids or their parents or something like that. So yeah, I mean, I think the guys that you're going to see like opt out and not play, I really don't think it's about them personally. It's about them having a unique situation and at home that they don't want to contract this at the ballpark and then come home.
We were talking earlier about some of the players, some of the star players. Now, Mike Trout has said, I believe, that he's going to play. He's got trepidation about it, but a guy like David Price signs the offseason contract going out to L.A. He's decided he doesn't want to play. Does this season then become a placebo for fans if, indeed, a lot of the star players begin saying, you know what, I'm not comfortable with this. My heart's not in it. I'm not going to go play. And we're just merely seeing games being played without some of the superstars that we would normally see on a regular basis.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see, you know, how, I mean, you know, we'll find out pretty soon, you know, how many guys will not choose to play. I mean, if this is the list and it does not include Mike Trout, then I think they're in a pretty good shape. But you know, listen, you will have guys who don't want to play, who are not comfortable playing. But what you can have happen, you know, for example, you know, you can't have LeBron James and Kawhi not play, or with the MLB, you can't have Mike Trout and Mookie Betts, and you know, yeah, you I think you can survive with a couple, but you can't have this mass exodus of superstar players, because then it's like, what's the point?
Talking with Arash Markazi of the LA Times sports reporter, also wrote an article about Ryan Braun. A lot of quotes in there from Ryan Braun. I'm going to switch over to the NBA only because you brought up LeBron and Kawhi, but I get the sense that the sports world and commissioners of all of these different leagues are really watching the steps of Adam Silver. Adam Silver was the first one to shut it down in the middle of a game, mind you, mm-hmm. and said, enough, we're going to go have some precautionary measures, and that's exactly what they did. And if the NBA cannot survive in a bubble, how in the world can Major League Baseball, the NHL, and also more so football, college and pros, survive outside of a bubble? I think a lot of eyes are on the NBA, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you're 100% right. I mean, if that plan that they have in Orlando does not work, and that is when you just talk to people who are in the field, I mean, that is, if sports are going to happen, that is the safest possible way for it to happen. If that fails and that bubble doesn't work, I don't know how you can have a league, and I still don't know this regardless of that. I mean, they're going to be checking into hotels. They're going to be going on planes. They're going to go on a bus. They're going to go on opposing team ballparks. I mean, like, I don't know how that's going to work. I really hope it does, you know, because I think the one thing I think everyone would like to see is sports come back in some way, shape, or form. It's not going to be like we remember, but right now that would be great. And quite frankly, not to get, you know, but like if we're locked down again for like a month or so, like if we at least have live sports to keep us company, that would be nice, but I don't know how that's going to work when these guys are traveling and they're not, like, nothing in that 140-page guideline says that once the game is done, the players have to return to the hotel. So they could conceivably what? They can go to, like, a restaurant, they can go to a bar, they can hang out with their friends. Like, I don't, that part of it makes no sense to me.
I know the world is watching the NBA. The NFL has pressed forward, and they've been almost Teflon because of the timing of all of this. But Mark Murphy, the Packers president, stated that now time is not on their side because training camp, you're about 20 days away, 25 days away, and it doesn't seem like there's any end in sight to this, and certainly not a downward trend when it comes to cases. How much do you think, if at any or all, affects the NFL?
Yeah, I'm really concerned about it because, to your point, I mean, they have not really had to adjust their schedule too much. Obviously, COVID-19 became something in February. The Super Bowl was already done, and so they've really not had to adjust anything. We'll finally see them adjust or do something going into training camp. Training camp for them, though, can be a confined thing. Now, you go into the season, how is that going to work? Because once again, you're going to have a situation where you're going to have teams traveling, staying in hotels, things like that. Again, I hope it happens. You know, I hope there's a pathway for us to have football again without fans. But, you know, being, to your point, college sports, that is, of all the major sports, college football is the one that I don't see how that possibly happens. Because now you got, you're going to tell a kid that it's not safe for him to go back to campus to go to class, but it's safe for him to go back to campus to practice football and then play football. So there's a lot of confusion and a lot of questions. I hope there's a pathway for this to happen. Obviously, we do this as a profession, you know, so I would love to have sports back, but I would like to have sports back if it's safe.
Here's the other question. I said this, I get asked this all the time. Should there or should there not be asterisks next to all of this? And I said, look, if the Detroit Tigers or the Pittsburgh Pirates win the World Series, most likely, because these two teams are not expected to even show or place, much less win their division and then go on to win a title. But if the Yankees or the Dodgers or some of these teams that have been predicted to be one of the top contenders wins this, then you can say, well, it was an even playing field and everybody had the same amount of games and everybody played under the same circumstances and what have you. Are you with me on that, or is it just not that fluid?
I think everyone's playing under the same conditions, so I think it's fine. I mean, it is unique. I think no one's not going to know that it's unique, you know, when they look back at the 2020 season, for example, for them to only play 60 games without fans. I mean, that's a unique circumstance. But when I think of asterisks, I think of a team doing something wrong. Like Houston, they were confirmed to have cheated, so that they should put something on that. But if a team is playing under the same conditions as all the other teams and they win a championship, again, people are going to know that it's a unique season, but I don't think it should be viewed as not a worthy championship.
I tell you what, you mentioned the Houston Astros. You talk about a team that, thank God, COVID took over the headlines, right?
Right. Yeah, no one's talking about them anymore.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
When it's the Dodgers and Houston are playing, those will be fun games. Hopefully we get to that point, but that's going to be a very unique series for sure.
No doubt about it. Arash, appreciate it. Good stuff with Ryan Braun. You can read it at the LA Times. Thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes, man, okay?
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. Arash Markazi, LA Times sports reporter, wrote a nice story about Ryan Braun, about all his thoughts about the possibility of coming back and playing in front of fans, not playing in front of fans and such. And a good piece. You can read it over there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Wednesday night is bike night out at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Cherry Pie is going to be rocking the house. They have their bike night Wednesday night, 6 to 9. Don't forget this weekend. From noon to 3, they've got bikes and barbecue with live music from Silver coming up this weekend. Customers can shop online at wisconsinharley.com for apparel, parts, even browse the bike inventory. But the biggest focus right now, they got a bunch of brand new bikes in. And if you're talking about socially distancing, wind therapy, there is no better way to do it at no better dealership. You know why there's not a better dealership out there? It's because they've been voted number one the last 2 years in a row by Harley-Davidson Motor Company. So get out of the house. Get out of there. Get to the best dealership in Milwaukee. That's Wisconsin Harley Davidson. It's time to get yourself out, move yourself around a little bit. They have bike classes as well. If you've never, you know, rode before, or if you just want to brush up on your skills, you can do that as well. They have those on site. They've got that trade-in incentive still going on. Go out there and get the value of your bike. If you're thinking about trading it in, they are looking for used bikes right now as well. Or if you've got 1,000 miles on your new hog, you can do that. Get the 1,000-mile checkup as well. Harley-Davidson out in Oconomowoc, they've been doing it for a long time on 67, just south of 94, right off the highway. You can't miss the Bar and Shield logo right there south of the highway. Stop in, tell them we said hi. Whether it's motor clothes, leathers, helmets, boots, clearance items. They got a whole room dedicated to clearance items. They got it all going on. Go to WisconsinHarley.com. That is WisconsinHarley.com. And we'll see you out there Wednesday night for bike night with Cherry Pie. That is a Wisconsin Harley Davidson. There is a team that shut it down for a few days. It's not the Bucks. I'll tell you who else did. Coming up next to the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Well, there was one team in Milwaukee that said, that's it. That's it. Not the Bucks. The Bucks shut down their practice facility, but they're still going to be heading down to participate in the bubble. But if you were paying attention over the weekend, the Milwaukee Milkmen, their game against the Chicago Dogs yesterday was postponed after a couple of players tested positive for COVID-19 just 2 days after the team's home opener, going back to Friday the 3rd. They just basically said that, a couple of players tested positive, and they were set to take on Chicago in a third game of the series on Sunday, but announced they're going to postpone it online. This was right before the first pitch, by the way. They said, we can't do it. We're going to go ahead and call this one. So they decided to do it in the best interest of the teams and the fans, and so now the American Association of Independent Professional Baseball we'll wait and see what they're going to do as far as having this game postponed. So they're going to follow the protocol for positive tests, and they'll be in contact with the local health department and such and medical providers, and they'll announce the return of the game at some point or another. But nevertheless, you had one other team that said they had to call it because of COVID. Here's something really odd, though, and this was breaking a little while ago, in case you didn't know. And by the way, all the breaking news on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network is brought to you by our friends at the Dell Technology Small Business Pod. For instance, go listen to radio.com/Dell. The Premier League, over 2,000 tests. 2,000 tests. And no positives. The 12th round of testing completed in the Premier League, 2,000 tests, no positives. Now, they've totaled 16,280 COVID tests with only 18 positives over the entire time. But this past week, 2,000 tests, zero positives. So I guess the Premier League... Now, they are providing the information for the purposes of completion and integrity and transparency, but no specific details as to the clubs and individuals who are going to be provided by the league as the results were made public. But that, you know, in the first few weeks, round one through, say, round 10, they had some positive tests along the way. But, July 5th, they had 1,973 tests, zero positive. They had on June 22nd through the 28th, 2,250 tests, zero positive. Now, the week before that, 2 weeks before that, they actually had a little over 3,000 tests with only two being tested as positive. But whatever the Premier League is doing, follow that. Because what they're doing, it's working right now. So if you're one of these leagues that's kind of paying attention to the NBA putting everybody in a bubble, the Premier League has been able to do it and you know, kind of kind of getting it done, for lack of a better term. And that's a physical league. That's a mano and mano league when you talk about some of the physicality there, at least being within close proximity of one another, right? So that's a league that can get it done. Hey, coming up after the top of the hour, Ian Eagle. We had a chance to chat with him. Great interview with Ian Eagle last week. I want you to hear from that. Also, the baseball schedule is going to come out today. We're going to talk about that. And at the top of the hour, Christian Yelich. You're going to hear Christian's point of view as he comes back to summer camp, as they're calling it. And summer is finally here. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin want you to take time, get out, and enjoy it. They want to help you focus on fun and family and friends and freedom. And no first payment for 5 months, then 48 months of no interest. You know what I'm saying? Or how about this? Say you got an entry door or a patio door system, and that's all you have. That's all you need. $1,000 off right now, the entry door or patio door system. So it's your choice. 48 months, no interest, and no first payment for 5 months. Or $1,000 off your entry door or patio system. They have 9 lines to choose from. And everything they do, they measure it, they assemble it, they install it, they put it right into your home, no mess, no muss, no fuss, and they back it with some of the best warranties in the business. But the offer ends at the end of the month, July 31st, and they want you to get in on this. And if you're looking for a patio door, if you're looking for a entry door system or maybe new windows, plenty to choose from, go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. Coming up next, Christian Yelich of your Milwaukee Brewers. We'll be back right after this.
To Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.